Welcome to Shelf Life, a podcast about life inside Cornell University Library. I'm Chris Phillip.
The next time you're doing research on the internet, instead of going through the hassle of opening a new tab or window in your web browser, use LibX to get extreme access to Cornell University Library resources. With just the click of your mouse or the use of its toolbar, LibX gives you access to all of the library's online resources. Highlight a phrase or some keywords, right-click and instantly search the catalog or Google Scholar to learn what materials the library has available. Librarian Suzette Newberry is here today to talk about this new research tool. Suzette, welcome to Shelf Life.
Thanks for having me.
How does LibX work?
LibX is a Firefox extension. At this point, it's only available for the Firefox browser, but we have plans to enable it also for Internet Explorer in the future, so keep posted on that. But the genius of LibX, really, is that it allows you to go from wherever you are on the web to the library's resources. And by resources, I mean things that appear in the online catalog. So this could be books, it could be electronic resources, or it could be DVDs. If you are, for instance, in Amazon, once you've installed the LibX toolbar, little cues start to appear next to titles in Amazon. And the cues look like miniature versions of the Cornell University insignia. Once you see one of those, simply right-click on it, and you'll be presented with a number of choices. You can select either to look for that resource in the online catalog or in Google Scholar. And once you get to Google Scholar, you can then look for the Get It Cornell buttons, and that will allow you to get into licensed electronic resources.
Where can people get LibX?
LibX is available through Cool Labs, or Cornell University Libraries Labs, and this is a brand new site. We are developing at the library a number of tools to help you with your research, and these are electronic tools, so we are making them available electronically in a sort of a beta testing version. And the address for that site is labs.library.cornell.edu. So please try it out and tell us what you think. We have lots of ways for you to leave your feedback and to rate the tools that we are developing. LibX is the first tool, so it's part of our site's debut, and we hope you'll try it out and tell us what you think.
Why do you think there is a need for this sort of tool?
Well, we often hear from our patrons, particularly people who are trying to get into licensed resources from off campus, that they have trouble with the authentication system. So that often, for instance, if you're trying to get into JSTOR, you might get a notice saying, oh, you are not subscribed or something like that. Well, LibX will let you use the Get It Cornell system so that you can be authenticated in the easiest possible fashion so that you can get right from what you're looking at into the full text of what you need. So this is a way of not having to go through all the steps of going through the library catalog and finding the name of the electronic resource and logging in and all of that. This will allow you to get what you need, when you need it, where you need it.
Do you have to be on campus to use LibX?
No, actually it makes getting to Cornell resources from off campus much, much easier. When you have LibX installed in your Firefox browser at home, for instance, it will recognize you as a member of the Cornell community by asking you for your net ID and password, and that will give you the keys to get into some of the licensed databases like JSTOR or Web of Science. Once you've installed LibX on your home computers, please don't forget to leave us feedback. We're collecting as many comments as we can about any aspect of LibX, positive or negative, because we're trying to decide whether or not this is a tool that we should offer on all public computers in the libraries and see if it would be something good to offer beyond the libraries as well. So please make sure you go to our site, labs.library.cornell.edu, and leave your feedback.
Suzette, thank you for joining me today on Shelf Life.
It's been a pleasure.
Download LibX at Cool Labs at labs.library.cornell.edu, the place to find newly developed technology tools that make research easier. Try them out and tell us what you think.
Thanks for listening to Shelf Life, a production of Cornell University Library. For more podcasts about the library, be sure to check out Libcast at libcast.library.cornell.edu.